Redskins fans podcast. On today's show, we talk about the 2024 NFL draft and how we are starting over from scratch. Almost.
Who's the quarterback going to be?
And the new kickoff rule. This is much more. Live with Aaron and John. Yo. Oh, my camera's off. Yo. John, what's up?
Yo. What's up? We got the draft coming up.
Excellent!
Yo, what's up, CJ Shoots Photo?
In the house of Holbein.
The house of Holbein.
Hi.
I spy dry, yeah.
Anyway, welcome to... I know everyone in the chat room and Discord has been waiting for tomorrow night for, well, when did the season end? Oh, I'm sorry. When did the team get bought? Oh, yeah, after Dan Snyder screwed us over of having this new regime in last year.
I don't know. One more thing.
Anyway, we're on the eve of starting a new era of Redskins football starting tomorrow. And... there's been much talk that we could kick a dead horse and talk for at least 3 or 12 more hours about which of these 3 quarterbacks or 4 or 5 quarterbacks we should take in the draft. So let's do it.
All right, Aaron, you talk first. You talk about Penix.
I don't want Penix.
Penix Jr.
I don't want anything to do with Penix.
And it's kind of too bad also. I mean, he's had 3 major knee issues.
If he wasn't injured.
He's made of paper mache.
You know, if he's still there in like round 3 somehow, I'll take a chance on him.
Oh, yeah. Like you and I have talked about on this podcast many times. You really, really need to get at least one quarterback per draft. And if you're drafting one in the first round, like RG3, you might want to draft Kirk Cousins in the 4th round. You never know if he's going to be good or not.
Speaking of. That could happen this time. In fact, if we draft a quarterback in the first round that may end up injured, and that Penix Jr. dude, let me ask you this. If we were to draft Jaden Daniels in round number 1, pick number 2, the odds makers are saying, and a lot of pundits, and what's-his-face, Penix Jr., was there in round 2, 36 or 40. Would you take a second quarterback? Being that we have two second-round picks?
Ooh, that's interesting because, dude, I don't know about you, but we really need to get a left tackle.
Oh, we do.
I would very... easily take those 2 second-round picks and trade them for, pick 14 and pick up a tackle up there.
14?
Maybe 15.
Do you think that those 2 picks would actually get us up that high?
It depends. It depends on what's going on. I'd really like to know what people have been offering Mr. Peters and staff. People have been calling. He's been calling about moving up to the second pick, and I want to see what – I would love to see what the highest one is. Because you always think about Mike Ditka, and he traded us an entire class of picks, an entire year.
For a running back.
1-7. For Ricky Williams.
Yeah. Didn't Ricky Williams end up having to sit for, the tree for a while? Do I remember that correctly?
Oh my God. Ricky Williams is the tree.
That's the name of this podcast. Ricky Williams is the tree.
He is the tree. I thought you were talking about John the Tree Adams, who played for the Redskins back in the 1950s. That's a very different guy than Ricky Williams.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, we've already got C-Jack 17 is already looking on the draft board.
Dude, C-Jack 17 is on it, man. Look at that.
He's on the draft board, what's it called? Value chart. Which chart are you looking at, C-Jack 17? I was listening to Al Galdi today, and there's this, or yesterday, and there was this dude on there that runs a website. I think it's called, like, I don't know, Grinding the Mocks or something like that. And he takes all the mock drafts from, like, last year and weights them differently based on how close they are to, you know, the picks, like, to tomorrow, and who made them and, like, their history of making picks and things. Anyway, he was talking about that, and he was saying, oh, my gosh, what was the dude? There's one chart made by some guy named, like, Fitzgerald and something that he said he thought was the most realistic for draft value. But anyway, with that being said, C-Jack 17 is telling us that picks 36 and 40 would get 1050 points, so about pick 15. Dang.
I told you.
He's got a chart. John's like, I told you. I thought it would take more. Here's the chart I'm looking at.
I mean, if that, I would think when you look at pick two, I think it would take more because, like, that, whatever this would say would be like, do this or whatever it is. But, I mean, multiple teams are going on it. It's just going to drive the draft, the stock of it higher and higher. I don't think that's going to happen with pick 15, but we'll see.
Dude,
we'll see if they do this. But they probably won't. We need a left tackle, man.
Hold on. I'm looking at this more closely now that you suggested this. Based on the chart, that would be around 14, 15, 16. So that would be trading with New Orleans, Indianapolis, or...
Oh, man. New Orleans just had a lineman retire today, so they're probably getting Seattle. A tackle. So it's not going to be New Orleans.
Yeah. It is an interesting thought, though. So we do have the capital, like, to move up anywhere in the second half of the first round.
It's good. We've got so many picks and early picks. I'll be really surprised if we don't put at least two of those in and trying to move up. Because this, as we've talked about before, this draft class is very heavy on tackles. There's a lot of good tackles.
Dude. I'm looking at this.
We're not going to like be able to trade up and get man all, but we can get like a fourth or fifth tackle in the draft. I think we could.
Dude, even one of our second round picks and our third pick could bring us up to the second half of the top of the first round.
And that might be worth it.
I'd do it.
You know?
Because I've heard there's like, what, five? You might have been saying this while I was paying attention to the chart. There's like five good first round draft worthy
for the
tackles.
Left tackles. Yeah, it's very tackle heavy.
We need at least one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Give us two quarterbacks. Give us two tackles.
Who was in here in the peanut gallery in our Discord chat room, which is all Redskins fans, watching football team fans, whatever we're going to name it probably next year, since they're not going to do it this year. It doesn't sound like. Someone today was saying... hold on. Let me try to find it.
Dun, 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 dun. I'll give you some music while he's finding it. Did you find it? Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, while you're finding that, I'm going to talk about another thing that we'd be remiss, Redskins news-wise, if we didn't talk about this week. Shaka Toney came back from his indefinite suspension for betting on NFL games, only to be
cut.
I think, was he a linebacker? I don't even remember.
He was the defensive end.
Oh, yeah, he came in, he had like one or two tackles, and I was like, I had high hopes for that late round pick.
And, of course, because Ron Rivera knew that we were hurting in every category, we were the only team not to cut one of those people. There were like seven people that got kicked out for gambling. We're the only team not to cut our guys. And they came back, and Adam Peters was like, who?
Who's this dude? This guy's on our team?
How did he stay? Cut! Get out of here!
Adam Peters was just like, he bet on football? No. Cut. cut.
That last guy from the thing, he was an Eagle. He finally got reinstated. I don't know if they cut him or not. He just got reinstated, I think, yesterday.
Eagles suck. Okay.
So anyway, yeah, Shock Tony. God, that's. I don't think he got paid when you're suspended for a year. I don't think they paid him or anything. So.
I don't think you get paid either. I think the team just kind of retains your rights.
Yeah.
Anyway, so did you find what you were looking for?
Still haven't found.
Washington Magic today said the difference between us and Houston, and it's Tunsil, the left tackle. They've got that like brand new quarterback last year, first year, and the biggest reason he was able to stay up most of the time is because he had an awesome left tackle. So
I see your point, dude. To the point where I might would trade up to get one of those top dudes also. So I haven't done any scouting of them because every time I look up Redskins news, all it is today Jaden Daniels is the top pick. No, I think May is. Well, I think I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think J.J. McCarthy is the top quarterback in the draft. Well, I think Penix hasn't really been injured in 2 years, so I think he's Penix good Jr. to go. Oh, yeah? Well,
that's so funny.
I mean, it's all the pun. And then I don't know if you've noticed, over the course of the last, 48 hours since all that Top Golf stuff settled down with Jaden Daniels' agent tweeting like an emoji or something. It was something. It wasn't even like words. It was some emoji, like some dude thinking or something. And
I saw that. Yeah. Same thing. Basically, I think it was Jaden Daniels was in there. Was like the odd man out with everyone else, like taking charge. Drake May is probably the one that took charge of all the quarterbacks in general. Became the alpha guy, and Jaden Daniels, like agent, didn't like that. But I mean, like, this is what all the top teams are doing now, bringing all these guys together and making them do it. It's not just us.
Why did they act like it had never been done before? Like, all the pundits were like, what are they doing?
Because someone said in the media that no one had done it before. And then people start coming out like, we do that. We do that. Someone said it in the media. I mean,
they don't know.
Like 90% of the stuff we find out about between Drake May and Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy is made up by like my butt 758 on Twix.
And that's because unlike the old regimes, there's no like leaks in our organization. They're not saying anything. It's like, dudes, we complained. This is the media speaking, the Washington media. We complained about how disorganized and ill-run this team has been for years. We don't have anything to report. We're going to lose our floaty-baloney jobs, gentlemen. I didn't get a harump from that guy.
I'm watching you.
Hand these out to the boys in lieu of pay.
In lieu of pay.
But anyway, yeah, it's like they complain. They spent like 20 years complaining about Dan Snyder, and now they're like, oh, we got to find something bad to report. Yeah. They took a bunch of guys to Topgolf to hang out and drink beer and play some golf. That can't be good.
I would love to have been in like an adjoining box or one that's like 5 or 6 down a little bit because it curves a little bit.
You would have like looked around.
Looking around, see those guys, seeing. I was just be like, all right, who's taking charge? Who's the alpha dog in there? Because that's the guy I probably want as a quarterback.
John would have taken like a glass and put it on the wall. Like, what's going on? it could be like, obviously, that thing was designed for Adam Peters to get some kind of information, like how they hang out with other people.
I really believe it's trying to figure out which guy is taking charge of all these guys that are in charge of their teams. Who is taking charge of that group? That's the guy you want. You don't want Jeff George. That's for sure.
I heard another interesting point, or not point, what's perspective? Sorry, I'm losing my mind. I've heard another interesting perspective on this, and they were saying that the reason why this was from Mark, I think his name is Mark Bullock. He does like film study and he's always on Al Gaudi. But he was saying that perhaps the agent of Jaden Daniels was upset because these agents' job is to prepare these dudes to go into interviews and how to handle questions and how to talk about, you know, what you did bad on this play and what you did good here and this and that. And when all of a sudden they're taking a bunch of dudes to Topgolf and he hadn't prepared his you know, client for such a thing, he was probably like,
Yeah. That might be the case. It's a compelling argument. And we also haven't even mentioned Jaden Daniels' mom.
Oh, I heard a little bit of noise.
Today has been charged with help giving. His mom was charged with giving improper benefits to students at Arizona State.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Because he was at Arizona State.
His mom gave money?
His mom apparently gave improper benefits, quote unquote.
And this comes out today.
This came out today. Now, this was a few years ago this was happened. And that was when, what's his face? Herm Edwards is the coach there. So it was just, I mean, it was a clusterbuckle when he was there.
Dude, I haven't heard anything about this today. It's always like, have you noticed almost every single year of the draft, there's one or two dudes in the top 10 that something comes out. This dude got caught smoking marijuana last year.
I was about to say, there was that dude that had like that huge, like he put something over his head and like lit something and it got full of marijuana smoke. Defensive lineman or something. Like someone put that out like right like an hour before the draft.
During the draft, so yeah.
Someone who was really mad at him, I think.
And it ended up costing him, right? Like he went lower in the round.
It did, yeah. It did cost him because of that.
So I don't know. It could be a lot of things that people are putting that stuff out. It could be one of these teams that are lower down that are like, hey, we don't want Washington to pick them because we think we can trade up with so-and-so team and end up getting them. And New England, yeah, I wouldn't put it past them.
At all. New England is like with the George Allen 1970s. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. People up in the trees. Trading a first-round pick he had already traded. Like already, he traded the same first-round pick to another team. And NFL was like, what are you doing?
It's like, yeah, it also it could be Las Vegas because apparently they're interested in Jaden Daniels because of Antonio Pierce was at Arizona State with him.
That's right.
And you know who is also, back to the whole cheating thing, you know who's also about to become a partial owner out there? Tom Brady.
Oh, you mean with Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a good team to have. Well, Vegas is hot. That's a great team. If you want it, if you can get a piece of that team,
if you can get a piece of that. But I don't think they're going to end up with Jaden Daniels. They'll probably end up with Penis Jr.
I think there's a very good chance they're going to go to May. But I think most of us are in Tampa. We trust Adam Peters to go with whatever guy he picks, and they'll figure out what they're going to do.
Dude, something happened to your mic. It just got really fuzzy.
Hello?
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. Maybe you put your arm over it or something.
I think my massive sweatshirt brushed up against it.
Okay. It was all of a sudden like the peanuts. Anyway, you were saying?
I was saying I think he's going to go basically, it's in Adam Peters we trust. We trust whatever quarterback he's going to go with. Yeah. Oh, another thing about Jaden Daniels is that when he left Arizona State, transferred to LSU, apparently the players there hated him so much they trashed his locker. Or I guess whatever was left in his locker.
Yeah, see, I've heard things. I didn't hear that, but I've heard things that people hated him.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, I'm like, well, if everyone hated him so much at LSU, why does Antonio Pierce seem so keen on reuniting with him?
Like, some people must like him, or he's just, like, so insanely talented that they just let him go, I guess. I mean, you want a quarterback with, like some diva qualities, you know?
Yeah.
You want a quarterback that's going to take charge and be a leader and do that kind of stuff. But I'm not – I don't know. Well, We'll find out in about 24 and a half hours, maybe 25.
David Herzing has an interesting observation here. He's saying, I'm reading into this here, but there's been a lot of talk on our Discord and other places about the hit rate on a first round quarterback, and it's like,
yeah,
it's low. It's not a high. It's a crapshoot. And he's like, if our chances are so low, let's trade back for Knicks too. I'm under the opinion, like, you take one in an early round, and then you take one in a later round. Because let's face it, if anyone thought that Brock Purdy was going to be half as good as he's been, he would not have made it to the last pick of the entire draft.
Exactly. Exactly. So, if he starts winning Super Bowls, if they can actually get over that hump and actually win a Super Bowl, it'll be like the new Tom Brady, except drafted even later. He's like Mr. Irrelevant, literally.
Yeah. So that's why I'm still under the – I'll always say it from now till the end of my time. You should get two quarterbacks. At least one, but two quarterbacks a draft until you have one that sticks. And then once you have one that sticks, once that guy's getting older, I like the way that the Packers have always done it. And they draft a dude that'll be able to sit for a few years and learn.
Yeah.
I like that approach too. So
I say that about the Packers are very unique in that they've done that the last like couple of quarterbacks and it's worked. I saw a picture the other day of that Majkowski guy that went to UVA. That was the Packers quarterback. Majkowski. I can't even remember his whole name.
From Magic. Like the late 80s, like, early 90s or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that guy.
Magic Man. The Magic Man.
He kind of sucked.
He did kind of suck, didn't he? Dude, I think he won like some like minor bowl game at UVA.
Dude, it's funny that you bring that up because what this like memory came back to me. And I was a kid, probably like, I don't know, 12, 14 years old or something. And I remember we were at church and we had to stay late for like a luncheon or a carry-in meal or something like that. And the Redskins were coming on and they were playing the Packers with Majkowski as quarterback. And I remember this dude that went to my church had one of those like, remember those conversion vans? That had like the little like 4-inch like color TV up in the second row. I remember going out to his van and watching the game and seeing that Majkowski guy. Oh man, it's crazy how that just went boop back into my head when you said.
No way, man.
And I, for some reason, it's like these memories are foggy and coming back. But I feel like I saw he like broke his finger and it looked all nasty. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know, yeah. That was a long time ago.
Anyway, back to the present time.
Yeah.
Adam Peters said we are going into camp with four quarterbacks and we already have three, so we'll only draft one. Hey kid, wanna come inside my van and watch the Redskins? Oh my gosh.
Hey, kid. Hey, kid.
I think it was more like, dude, I know you got a TV in that van. Let me go watch the game.
Oh, yeah. That could totally be like you being like, I need to watch the game. I can't stay.
Anyway.
You can go watch it in the van.
So we already have three quarterbacks. Dude, no, we don't. We have Marcus Mariota. And we have
Zero.
And we have Jake from State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have another quarterback? Who is it?
All right, I'm going to look it up.
Because you don't even know either. Anyway,
I have no idea.
Whoever that third quarterback is.
I barely remember Jake from State Farm.
If we get two quarterbacks in the draft, then one of those dudes is going to be... He's probably a camp body, dude. We've already picked up a bunch of camp bodies.
Jeff Driscoll.
Oh, yeah, that dude's going to get cut. If we get Penix Jr. or Bo Nix.
31.
Yeah, if we get Penix Jr. or Bo Nix along with whoever we get number two, either Drake May or Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams. Someone
or JJ.
Or JJ McCarthy. then, you know, that guy's going to be cut. Driscoll.
Dude, I can't wait for tonight.
Dude, your arm.
I'm not touching it.
All right, that's better. Something happened. It was.
Can you hear it?
It sounds fine now.
Oh, weird. Weird. I didn't hit it that time.
Okay, I don't know what the deal is.
All right, I'm keeping my arm. I'm going to keep my arm over here.
Maybe wiggle your wire.
Maybe I need to replace that wiggle that wire a little
don't
bit.
Don't touch your wire because it's working right now.
Hey, kid, want to come inside my bed? Watch the Redskins. I hear they're playing the Packers. And Magic Majowski.
Oh, man. That just sounds like a peak 80s made TV movie.
I think the van had like racing stripes.
Did it have a circular window in the back?
Yeah.
Or on the sides?
Yeah, on the side.
Did it have shag carpeting in there?
Yeah. It was like blue. I remember it was blue on the inside. Like that Indianapolis blue, that darkish blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, enough of that.
All right, so yeah, we have Jeff Driscoll on our team.
I needed counseling after that, dude. So I'm just kidding. All right, Jeff Driscoll is going to be cut when we get two quarterbacks.
Well, hopefully. Hopefully we will.
Also, I've seen this in the chat room, and I totally agree with it. I don't want to see us getting defensive dudes. We need to load up on some fatties at this point. We need offensive linemen. Yeah. Maybe one edge rusher I'd be okay with. But we need to get some freaking fatties up front to protect whoever is our quarterback.
Cincinnati Bengals. T. Higgins is requested to be traded. Wide receiver. And now defensive end Hendrickson, 3-time Pro Bowler, has requested a trade right before the draft.
That's weird.
Both those guys are kind of intriguing, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I would think that would be a good time if you wanted to be traded to ask because, you know, your team's about to go in and start making some deals, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's go on record now. And everyone in the chat room is invited to this also. If you were drafting tomorrow, number 2 pick, what name would you turn in? And why?
I have no idea.
It would come down to the wire for you?
I'm not being paid $10 million a year like Adam Peters is or whatever he's getting for salary. I have no idea what he's getting.
A lot.
Man, I really don't know because, I mean, both of them are intriguing. I'd have to go with May.
Okay. Because
and May is exactly like you said. He's one of those guys who could go with the Packers thing, but we don't have any. Marcus Mariota gets injured when he sneezes.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have anyone to play in front of him.
And I would go with Jaden Daniels because the only thing that's keeping me hesitant about him is he's, you know, the RG3
nightmare. He's tidy.
He's small, but he's freaking electric, though.
Yeah, he is.
Dude can run. He can throw it deep.
He's ready to win now, and that's where the big thing is. Do we want to go with that? Caliber is like a little 5'10" guy. He's tiny.
Dude, check your arm again. That's better. It's already fixed. I wonder if it's some noise cancellation or something.
I bet that's what it is because I'm not hitting the mic.
Rock the mic.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
I hear you. He's tiny, but I don't know. I liked Drake May at first, and I was like, yeah, this guy looks good. And then the more footage I watched and the more stuff I heard, the one thing that bothered me was when the scouts were saying that he was inconsistent on his inaccuracy in that sometimes he would hit a dude in the foot, sometimes he would overthrow dudes, and that, like, if you're just overthrowing dudes or just hitting them low, I mean, that's the part that bothers me about him. I just think, here's it is, here's the my problem with both of those dudes. One of them, I can see him getting injured easily. The other one, I can see could end up being a bust more likely. Or he could be really good. So, and then they've thrown in J.J. McCarthy too now. There's a right. few guys that are saying he's the best in the draft. And I'm like,
well, then why doesn't Harbaugh draft him in Cincinnati or in Cincinnati in San Diego? Sorry, Los Angeles.
Wherever. We know what you mean.
Chargers. Why doesn't he trade him and then put Justin Herbert on the trading block? Why didn't he draft that guy and put Justin Herbert on the trading block? Because he's the one, the only person I've heard is just like, J.J. McCarthy is the best guy, best quarterback in the draft.
And here, you guys should get him.
I'm not drafting him.
Yeah, and if he subscribed to our way of thinking, if he was really that good, he would draft him and have him in waiting, like a Packers situation.
And then you'll be able to get at least, like maybe you'll keep them both. Maybe it'll be like Sonny and Billy.
Keep them both. Rookie quarterbacks are cheap.
That's true. That's very true.
Anyway.
That was the one thing that I thought about with Howell. I was like, man, he's so cheap. I hate getting rid of him. But you had to get rid of him. I mean, it's a regime change. They had to get rid of him.
Yeah. Dude, this is a very important podcast for now, for like the next 5 to 10 years. One of us is going to be like, if we get Jaden Daniels and he ends up getting injured, you're going to be like, told you.
I'll be like, RG3 all over again.
And if we get Drake May and he ends up sucking and being a bust, I'll be like, I told you, dude. So, let's see. All right. Everyone else in the chat room has to go on record. Let's see it. Put it in here. What do we got?
Kenny Ken.
Kenny Ken's not in here, but we already know.
No, he's
because
in there. He's typing right now. Oh, we know who he's going to say.
I thought Kenny Ken was working or something so he could watch the draft tomorrow. Oh, here we go. Who else is going to be the first to put in here? David Herzig. If Nix goes to the Broncos, he'll be the best quarterback in the draft. He loves him some Bo Nix. He thinks we should trade down and get Bo Nix. He's already said this.
Yeah. Well, if the Broncos get him and they end up with and they've got that coach there. Mm-hmm. What is that guy's name? The guy that got in trouble. He used to be like the coordinator on Dallas. And then he won the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Are you talking about the big dude?
I'm talking about the coach.
I don't know.
New Orleans coach.
Oh, you're talking about Sean Payton.
Yeah. Sean Payton. Yeah. Jim Haslett. Jim Mora. Bum Phillips.
Bum. David, all right, so David Herzing is on. David Herzing's on record with John saying May all day. Kenny Ken the 7th, we already know he's saying Daniels. I don't think he's actually listening to the podcast. He's just texting.
I'm not just like, yay, let's go May. I'm just like,
I know, that's who you picked,
though. I can't, yeah.
You went on record. You can't back out of it. Texas Corman 100. Corman. What's up, man? You got to give us your pick. You got to give us your quarterback pick. Man, no one else is jumping in. Firefly was on with May. So far, DJ Cool 4 is against May, but you got to say who you're for, dude. You got to say who you would pick. I'm not taking him. Okay. You got to take somebody or trade down.
Who do you want someone to win between the Eagles and the Cowboys? I'm not rooting for either team.
Texas Corman 100 is with me. Daniels Dallas is a must.
Or Daniels, yeah.
So that's me, Texas Corman, and Kenny Ken on Daniels. Is it 3-3 right now?
And we don't want to discount Cliff Kingsbury being the OC because he worked with what's his face out there in Arizona?
Caleb Williams. Is that what you're talking about?
He also worked with Kyler Murray, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Kyler Murray, who is a small dude.
Who's a very small dude. So, I mean, does he think he can handle that with Williams
Daniels?
I'm getting them all confused now. I'm tired. Give me the draft.
I know.
Do you want him to like he would know better than a lot of people, as we've already said before. He's gonna be, I mean, does he want to go with another skinny guy? Does he think he can keep him safe? If we get Daniels, we're going to trade up and try to get Manalt. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. He's like, did I learn my lesson from taking that Smoldy?
Or is it going to be like, I'm never going to take one of those little TD shrimp quarterbacks ever again? That was stupid. Who knows?
DJ Cool 4 is taking Bowers at number 2 overall. I think you could trade down and get him, dude, a little bit. But anyway. Yeah, I know. Interesting. And, dude, have you – like, I'd be scared, and I've heard – I've saw people say this, like pundits, say that they would be scared to take Caleb Williams because this dude is just weird. He's just super weird.
I heard a columnist call him, like, the ultimate, like, Generation Z – kid.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw one dude called him, like, he may be an awesome football player, but they like equated him to like Prince. Like, he's awesome at what he does, but he's just weird.
He is funky.
He's just weird.
Yeah, but he kicks a major rear end on that cover of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Look up Prince in that if you want to see an awesome cover of that one.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, Caleb Williams is going to be interesting. Like, no one's going to blame the Bears for taking him because it's consensus that he's the best player right now, I would say, but I'd be scared because he's just because he's weird. I don't know.
It's.
And there, I've actually seen reports where people have said that Daniels is a better quarterback.
Yeah, I've seen reports, but again, I mean, that's like my butt frump 78883 hashtag blah 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 on Twitter, Twix. Mm-hmm. You know, like most of the things I've seen like that are from some people you'd never heard of. Sources
say. All right, I don't know if anyone else is in the live chat tonight, but so it's pretty evenly weighted in here. May people for May, one for Bowers at number 2 overall.
I'm cool with whoever Peters thinks he is. You know, I mean, they have to have a consensus at this point, really.
Mm-hmm.
You'd hope.
And Kenny Ken, the degenerate gambler that he is always keeping an eye on the on the line here. And apparently, as of tonight, Jaden Daniels is minus 650. To go number 2, Drake May's 500, at J.J. McCarthy plus 1,100. And Bowers is plus 10,000, dude. Bo Nix is also plus 10,000, and so does Michael Penix Jr. Joe Alt's plus 10. Malik Nabers plus 10. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Another one that's 10. Another one where it's like two people were just like, hey, he might be better than Marvin Harrison Jr. And you're just like, well, I don't know. I like to skip Stone 78. I don't know if that's the person I want to hear that from. I'd rather hear it from like John Keim on ESPN.
Yeah, it's still a crapshoot. They might just because they're great in college doesn't mean they're going to be great in the pros.
That's for sure.
Anyway,
ask Brian Bosworth. For our generation, that's a perfect example. Brian Bosworth.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting tomorrow, and unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to watch our pick on TV.
What?
Because I have volunteered at the girls' school to do lighting for their play. And so I'll be learning about the pick from Discord. Shut up, dude. So I will be hearing about this from you guys on Discord of who our pick is. So
you're gonna be like, who is it? Who is it? I actually have it up. It starts at 8.
Oh, if it's at 8, I'll be able to watch live because I only have to run the first part of this show, and it starts at like 7. So yeah, I might be back by then.
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
I thought it was 7.
I'm looking it up right now.
Good day to you, sir. Kenny Ken's typing.
He probably already knows.
the line just moved, dudes. Kenny's been calling out Jaden Daniels for like months, ever since he got off the Caleb Williams kick when we didn't get our get a number one overall pick. So if Jaden Daniels gets drafted and he ends up sucking, Kenny Ken is never going to hear the end of it.
Okay, round 1 does start at 8 p.m.
And he's predicting we acquire Brandon Ayuk also.
That's very intriguing, especially because he used to play for Peters. That, I think, that I mentioned T. Higgins earlier, but this is one that I think, I don't know, I really hope we get like a surprise like that, something like that coming up, because that would be, I mean, Brandon Ayuk, he gets injured, like his hamstrings are kind of papery, but man, he's a big, like powerful receiver. Like he gets like home run balls, man.
Listen to this, dude. New intel reveals 49ers Brandon Ayuk draft day trade still very much in play. Anyway, that's cool, but if there's going to be a trade, I'm still with John. I'd rather get one of these top fatties in the first round trading back in.
If I had, why not
spin the house and get a receiver, but whatever. I don't know. I'm hoping, dudes, with the defense, I'm really hoping that there's a few of these guys that look like busts that Ron Rivera got, like Toothpick Forbes and Jamin Davis, that this new regime can come in and like get more out of. Because I don't know.
Hopefully. We will see. I'm just looking forward to it. I think we're going to see some burgundy and gold fireworks tomorrow night. With like a trade or something. Something. Something's going on.
It's going to be interesting.
I feel it.
I have a feeling we're going to do more than just select a player at number 2 tomorrow night.
Dude, if we can... I mean, you know... Who knows where our first round pick will be next year?
But hopefully it'll be number 32.
Hopefully it'll be number 32.
I'd be happy with that.
I'd just be happy with it being in the playoffs this time around.
Yeah. I'd be if we got into the playoffs, I'd be happy.
This year.
If we get one playoff victory, I would be ecstatic. Ecstatic. Like if the Caps can get one playoff victory.
If the Caps can get one, I think next game is Friday.
We were going to talk about one other thing on this podcast. If we're done talking about, you know, kicking a dead horse about who we should draft.
8 p.m. tomorrow.
8 p.m. tomorrow, be in the Discord room. And if you guys aren't in our Discord room, that address is... I'll read it. tinyurl.com/HarryHF. tinyurl.com/HarryHF. If you want to call and leave us a message about your reaction to whoever we draft tomorrow, it will go to our voicemail at the Hog Line, 202-735-1788, just a local call to Washington, D.C. And you can always send us an email at hhfpodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on Twitter. At Harry Hogg.
Twix.
Whatever they call it now.
That's just what I call it.
There's one other thing that we wanted to talk about on this podcast besides the cut of Shaka Toney, the quarterback drafting situation, was the new kickoff rule that it took me 3 weeks to read about. Even though you sent the link 3 weeks ago. If you guys haven't seen this, and I should probably pull it up so I don't get it wrong. But it looks like we still kick off. You still kick off from the 35, but your offensive dudes line up across the 50 on the opposing team's 40-yard line.
Yeah,
their dudes, if I'm remembering this correctly, 7 of their guys have to line up 5 yards away on their own 35-yard lines. Two more dudes have to be outside the hashes, I think, and they can be between the 35 and the 30. And then you can have 2 dudes back deep. So two dudes back deep. And so the guys, your guys that are on the opposing team's 40-yard line can't start running to go tackle the dudes until the ball has hit the player or the ground.
Or the ground.
If the ball lands in the field of play and rolls into the end zone, guess what? They have to down it.
Really?
Yeah, like you got to
bring that part back.
Yeah, you got to go back in and
down it.
Yeah, you got to go down it. And if the ball, hold on, let me make sure I get this right. If the ball lands in the end zone as a touchback or goes out of the end zone, it comes back to the 30-yard line for a touchback. If it lands, what's the other rule? If it lands in the field of play, it goes out to the 20? You gotta help me with that part. I gotta figure that out. But anyway, I was seeing some commentary from like Bill Belichick and people, and they were talking about the strategy since you don't have to run as far to go down and make the tackle. He's talking about having like offensive linemen and people in there to like block and like tackle people, like expect bigger dudes on the field, in other words, since you don't have to have the speedsters in.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the last
so that's going to be interesting. I mean, it's basically what you described, and it's going to be it's basically like what the United Football League, the football minor leagues, has been using, except for I forget what one of the changes is. It's like going like on a different yard line or something like that.
Okay. Also, the kicker can't cross the 50-yard line until it touches the ground.
The kicker?
Yeah. Can't cross the 50.
Can't cross the 50. Yeah. Interesting.
Let me see. Landing. So it's called the landing zone and the setup zone. here it is. Any kick that hits short of the landing zone, which is the 20
landing zone.
The landing zone is between the 20 and the goal line. Any kick that hits short of that is treated like a kickoff out of bounds, and it goes to the 40. And it's blown dead as soon as it lands short of the landing zone.
As soon as it lands.
So the one thing that this takes away, dude, is there's no more surprise onside kick. Not like people were really ever fooled by it.
Yeah.
But
still, yeah.
Any kick that lands in the landing zone, I like this, must be returned between the 20 and the goal line.
Wow, okay. No fair catch or signal is allowed. Officials will blow the play dead.
Yeah, but if it lands in the landing zone, you have to return it.
You have to return it.
Oh, this is going to be – it's going to be way more fun, dude.
It's going to – yeah, it's going to be way more fun, and it'll still keep a kicker in the game.
So any kick that hits in the landing zone and goes into the end zone has to be returned or down. And if it's down in the end zone in that situation, it only goes back to the 20. So that was the 20.
All right, so that's – yeah, yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah. I like this, dude. I like this. They're trying to make it more interesting. Do you know how sick I was of seeing every kick indifference the whole year? Like, there's, like, 12
returns. It was, like,
4 or 5 years,
and every game, you're just, like, indifference. Indifference.
It's so boring, dude. This is going to at least make it look. Yeah. Let me see. Anything else? If fourth quarter begins, the onside kick, the team trailing has the opportunity to declare an onside kick. Okay. Current onside kick rules apply. Okay. If an onside kick goes beyond the setup zone, untouched, the kicking team is penalized. And return team starts at the 20. Okay.
It's going to be interesting to watch, and it's going to be a lot of questions, except for like the people who like follow boring minor league football. Defenders.
Yeah, it's going to be super interesting. I can't wait to see the new kickoff and how they change the strategies for this.
I can't wait to find out in 24 hours and, like, probably 25 minutes.
Yeah.
What the heck's going to be?
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a fun off season. Hopefully be a fun season. I already love what Adam Peters and that Lance Newmark guy have been doing. I have no idea why Martin Mayhew just still kind of hangs around, but whatever. Hopefully he's doing a good job assisting. He's still called general manager, isn't he?
That's the last I've heard of it. I don't even know if Marty Herney is still there either.
Oh, I saw Martin Mayhew. If you did you see the Commander's Log episode 2?
No.
Oh, you should watch it on YouTube. Those Commander's Log things are good.
Yeah.
But episode 2, they have a scene where they're showing Adam Peters and Lance Newmark at Indy at the Combine, like up in the booth. And yeah. You just see like Martin Mayhew sitting over to their right. It's all silent.
Oh, man.
But anyway, you should watch this.
He and Herney, if Herney's still there, I mean, they've got phony baloney jobs paying him millions of dollars a year, so.
Yeah.
Probably paying Martin Mayhew more than he made, like, in the NFL.
Yep. But anyway. You got anything else to add before we round this thing out and, like, go watch the draft? Well, you'll watch the draft, and I'll see it on my phone, I guess.
Keep an eye out for a Brandon Ayuk, like firecracker, man. I think it's going to be Fireworks City. I think we're going to do something really, really interesting tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to trade up and get ourselves a tackle. I hope so. I don't know if we'll end up making a trade for Ayuk.
You don't know if we'll trade back and get Bo Nix like Daniel Hurz.
That's true.
David
Hurz.
Yeah,
as well.
We don't know. We just don't know, man. We just don't know. Anyway, where's my sound effect? Here it is. There it is. We'd like to thank everybody else, everyone that came out tonight and hangs out in the Discord room on a, you know, normal basis. That is David Herzing, Kenny Ken the 7th, Texas Corpsman 100, DJ Cool 4, CJack 17, CJ Super Photo, X Factor 357, Sean the 6th was in here?
Really? Was he really?
Says it. Look. How do you upload to Spotify? I just saw that.
Huh.
Anyway, you can DM me about that. Anyway, I'd like to give a shout out to everyone. Please join the Discord room if you haven't. tinyurl.com/HarryHF. I'd be remiss if I didn't at least give a shout out to our two wonderful sponsors, that is Dick Pitch and Ritapoo. We didn't play their ads tonight either.
Well, you know, it's the off season. Yeah. We'll have to figure out where we can work them in somewhere.
Yeah. The millions
we
make
from Josh on here. Dude, Drake May reminds me of Josh, your brother Josh.
Oh, man.
Josh, who do you want? Josh said that he wants to take with the number 2 overall pick. You ready for this? Michael. Penix. Junior!
I called it.
Anyway. We'll talk to you guys next week. Hail to the Redskins. And if you see a Cowboys fan,
you know what to do.
Joke 'em!